Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug Hayes, candy wrappers, pretty baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but
Hey, everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies. Very nice. Coming to you once again from the Buskirk Chumley Theater as part of the Limestone Comedy Festival in Bloomington, Indiana. Home of the world's heaviest table. I can barely budge this. Budge this thing, but I think we're good. This is a good layout. We're in good shape. It's Friday, June 3rd. National Donut Day, I'm told. Oh, shit. 2016. What's the name tag situation like? Did you guys manage to bring some? Yeah, you did. Very nice. We got some good ones out there. Dr. Strangelove, what's your name?
Brandon.
Oh, so I got to read the fine print, or how I learn to stop worrying and love the Brandon?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw that drawn one. There's a drawn Back to the Future, and that's who to the future?
Burke.
Burke.
It's my last name.
Oh, okay. Burke to the future. Sure. Makes perfect sense. And you drew that.
Yeah.
Very nice job. And then this shithead over here. He just took an existing poster. Did you have to print that? You already had it. And then stuck stuff on there. And yours says Fast to the Future? Because your name is Fast? It is?
Yeah.
Your last name is Fast?
No.
So why is it called Fast to the Future?
I thought it was funny.
You thought that was funny? You mean like it would be the next installment in the Fast and Furious series? Is that what you were going for? All right. I can't argue with you on that one. A fish called who?
Rishi.
Rishi?
Yep.
R-I-C-H-I?
R-I-S.
R-I-S-H-I? That's your name, Rishi?
Yep.
Okay. An unusual bunch in here today. Everybody's just got a straight up name that they threw into a kiss, kiss, what? What does that say?
Jesse.
It just says your name four times? But it looks like the Kiss Kiss Bang Bang poster. It just says Jesse. All right. Well, put them down and get ready to whip those out again later. My guests are going to have a tough decision who to play for. Doug plugs tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And apologies to anyone who thought today's show started at 4:20. That was my mistake. This is a 4 o'clock show, you guys. So I apologize to anyone who's not here yet. But tomorrow at 4 o'clock, we're going to interrupt Rudy right here at the Buskirk Chumley. And then tomorrow night, I'm doing sets before both of Justin Willman's headliner shows in this same facility. Yeah, who's coming to that? Should be fun. Los Angeles, this Sunday, the day after tomorrow, June 5th, Douglas Movies is at Meltdown Comics. Then it'll be at 4:20. Bless you, sneezing audience member. And then on Monday, June 6th, I'm interrupting Mission Impossible 3 at CineFamily in L.A. Atlanta, Douglas Movies is sold out on June 11th, so come to my stand-up show at The Punchline on Thursday, June 9th, and bring a name tag and possibly play Last Man Stanton on stage with me. DouglasMovies.com for all the info for all of my upcoming dates. That's DouglasMovies.com. I have a prize bag of stuff that I've been on the road for a little over a week, so I've been carrying all this stuff around in my bag, and somehow it's gotten through every security checkpoint. So I'm excited about that. But I felt I was a little shy on the prize bag, on the stuff I brought, so I went over to Vintage Phoenix Comic Books over here on 6th Street. And I got a one of these pop vinyl of Deadpool. It's a little cute Deadpool. So you can make him dance around and swear. And they don't have his weird burnt dick on there though. I brought a Doug Loves Movies T-shirt, a pipe that's only been used once from Peacemaker. I figured that out, that I could travel with them and give them away as gifts, but use them in the meantime. And from my personal VHS collection, the best of the Ben Stiller show. No idea why I have this. It's 90 minutes of stuff from the Ben Stiller show. So that's going to be a good watch. And then an episode of a show that didn't last very long on the WB network called Do-Over. And the episode's called Halloween Kiss. But also Do-Over, The Do-Over is the name of the new Adam Sandler, David Spade movie on Netflix that I've been hearing good things about. So all of that's going in the prize bag, plus everything that comes from my guests today. And we've got 4 great ones. Please give a big warm welcome to Angelo Pizzo, Mike McRae, Bobcat Goldthwait, and Jeff Tate. Hey guys, have a seat wherever you like. This is the same place you were last time?
Yep.
We were in the same shorts. Don't forget to use your microphone voice, Angelo.
And Jeff, same place he was.
Jeff was on the other end. But I remember last year that we didn't have enough stools, so Jeff went out and found a chair somewhere and came back with it. But we really got our shit together this year. Yeah.
Mark it down.
Yeah. Let's meet them all individually, you guys. Angelo Pizzo is back. Learned nothing from last year's experience. Was willing to do it again. And very excited to be interrupting another one of your great films tomorrow, The Great Rudy.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Was there ever talks of calling the movie The Great Rudy?
Not that I can recall, no.
Was it Rudy all the way through the whole process?
Rudy was actually a working title. We kept on thinking we were going to come up with something better, and we never did.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what? You're gonna, the little football boy who could?
Why didn't I think of that?
Get on our shoulders. That'd be a good spoiler title. And I wanted to ask you something else, Angelo, but I forgot what it was.
I'll be here.
No, I sort of already did. I'd written down, we're interrupting Rudy tomorrow. Are you all right with that? Do you think it'll be more fun interrupting Rudy than interrupting Hoosiers? Or do you think we're going to have the same problem where it's just such a good movie that you really don't want to make fun of it?
No, I actually think Rudy's going to be funnier.
Okay.
Because if you take a lot of the scenes and a lot of the characters and you just move one little kind of parallax view to the left, it's almost a joke.
That'd be a great tagline. Rudy, it's almost a joke. Not quite. So close. Well, thank you for coming back and subjecting yourself to this again. And we'll talk to you more in a second. Bobcat Goldthwait is here, you guys.
Hi. You threw me off because you're not. You didn't do it in the order we're sitting. Maybe
no,
it's it by height.
I don't want to say this to Mike and to Jeff, but it's in order of respect.
That was pretty clear.
Thank you. You know, it's funny, if you watch my movies and then just change them a little bit when in each scene, they're good.
The jokes work?
Yeah, it just changed just a little bit.
But your last two films, I don't think you were trying for humor in either of them. Well,
no,
a little
was.
Bit.
So when they don't come out right, I just go, oh, yeah, I was trying to put my toe in drama.
Well, Willow Creek was is a horror film.
Yeah, that's a scary
And, big and Call movie. Me Lucky is a horror film in another sense.
Yeah.
Because it's got a lot of funny parts because it's about a comedian, Barry Crimmins, but it's also about how, you know, how he basically was a one-man spotlight.
Yeah.
All the shit going on with the priests.
Yeah, Barry was raped when he was four. And you think that's funny. As an adult processing it, he ended up taking AOL to task all the way to the Senate floor for allowing child pornography to be exchanged. And then his own life has changed. And he was a mentor to so many folks that are in the movie and or affected, or folks like David Cross and myself and Marin, all these different folks. So when we got started doing comedy.
Yeah, I'm a comedian who doesn't know him, but I knew a lot of the comics that that he mentored and gave spots to in his shows and stuff in Boston. And just watching the movie, I just felt like, you know, close to the guy without ever having met him. And we've chatted a little bit on Twitter, and I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, Barry's he's doing a special this weekend that he's shooting. But, yeah, Barry, you know, when I went to make the movie, he was just... He's a large, hairy man that lives in the woods, so coming off of a Bigfoot movie, I guess it made sense. I guess, actually...
You could, Barry and the Hendersons?
Well, yeah. I think Harry had a... he definitely could have had a lawsuit against that family for hitting him.
Right?
Jimmy Kimmel called Willow Creek scary in the Hendersons.
Perfect.
I guess you could throw World's Greatest Dad in that. I just make movies about mysterious hairy men.
Yes, and arguably the romantic lead in Sleeping Dogs Lie was also a hairy man.
A hairy man too, yeah.
Well, thank you for being here, Bobcat. You had a show here last night, and
yeah.
Then you're doing spots around town tonight too, or
no?
No, just hanging out.
No, I don't like this festival. No, but seriously, this festival is not so good. It's really. No, I love this festival. I've had a great time here. You know, Jared does a great job running this. The quality of the comics are amazing. And it's just an honor to be asked to come to this thing, you know?
Yeah, well, Jared books such great people on the show that he bumped himself out of this show because I used to have him as a guest on Doug Lowe's Movies when I do it at the Comedy Attic. But now he's got this big festival and plenty of people to choose from, so I'm like, hit the bricks, Jared.
Yeah. We're doing a fundraiser later to get him some Adderall. We got to take the edge off of that guy. It's just like, oh, cheese and crackers, man. He's like the character I did in the 80s.
Sorry, Bobcat. It's 4:19.
Uh-oh.
I should have turned that off. Mike McCray is here, everybody.
Okay. In order of respect, I get it now.
I'm
last. I get it.
Jeff, haven't you ever seen in films the way it says and then the last person is actually probably like the second or third build person, but they get an and so-and-so at the end?
And introducing.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
And introducing Miss Jeff Tate. We'll get to you in a second.
You're the youngest kid on Family Ties. You're the little three-year-old. Brian Bonsall?
Brian Bonsall, that's right.
All right, okay.
Good one. Mike McCray is a hilarious comedian out of Austin, Texas.
Yes, sir. Good to be here.
And performing here all weekend as well.
That got really quiet.
Yeah.
I wasn't kidding about this festival. they go, we'll be the judge.
Well, you know, when I mention Bloomington and Austin, it doesn't get much response either. It's a two-way street.
Is there a beef?
Yeah. The old Bloomington-Austin beef.
Yeah. Let's keep things weird. We are weird. We're Bloomington.
Yeah. I think Austin has a beef with everywhere, it seems like.
Yeah.
I think that we've peaked. Everyone thinks, oh, it's such a great place.
They're over now. Austin.
Yeah, and people are like, all right, we've heard about Austin. Let's figure out someplace now. Bloomington. How about that?
Yeah. Place.
Bloomington, you heard it here first, the new Austin.
There you go.
You already have one street where everybody gets too fucked up. So and you got that going for you.
And it's a city and a state where you don't really want to be in the state, but the city's pretty rad.
Yeah.
Do you guys have Uber or Lyft here? Okay, well, you already beat Austin. We don't have Uber anymore.
Uber and Lyft are gone from Austin. And you got it here, so.
Well, that is weird. Successful, Austin. You did keep it weird.
Yep, it's all rickshaws now.
I'm not even going to address that racist comment. Jeff Tate is here, you guys.
Hello, everybody.
Wearing his prize bag on his sleeve.
As my sleeve.
As your sleeve.
I'm going sleeveless for 2016, Doug. It's a new thing. It's called, my new look is a guy who just got back from Vietnam.
I'm not going to lie to you.
In 2016 after a sex tour?
Yeah.
It's the Rescue Don outfit.
I never saw that movie, but...
He gets back from Vietnam. I could have went with coming home, but...
You know, they don't talk about it a lot, but a lot of people did. Like, not all of them, but a lot did. They leave that part out.
My neighbors think I went to Vietnam because there was a missing cat named Charlie, and I always tell my neighbors, you gotta look out for Charlie. Charlie's out there.
And you had a necklace with two cat ears on it? I wonder where they got that idea, Bob.
Yeah.
Jeff, what do you got for the prize bag?
Yeah, I got a... this is fun. I got a Make Jeff Tate Again hat. Yeah. It finally happened. Andy Russell, fella in the front row, works at a place called Smith and Butterfield, and they made them for me. So, And I got some stickers that say Make Jeff Tate Again, so put those up everywhere. It doesn't have any information about which one or how to get a hold of me, so it's perfect. It's exactly what I'm into. And my copy of my new album, Jeff Tate Again.
Bring it on down. Thanks, dude. Good job. Bobcat?
Oh, I have a Limestone Comedy Festival t-shirt. Seriously, I paid for this. Or is this the Comedy Attic? No, it's the Comedy Attic, yeah. And
that's a nice shirt. I like that shirt.
And it's really soft. And there's a Blu-ray of Willow Creek, my Bigfoot movie. And there's a half-finished bottle of water. It's Niagara Natural Spring Water. I'm not paid by these people, but it's just, if you love hydrogen and oxygen.
They mix them up just right?
Yeah, they do it. They treat me right. I'm, like I said, I'm not paid by Niagara. It might not be any left when I get done, but.
Oh, you're going to hang on to it for a while?
Yeah. I'm thirsty.
Whatever's left in that bottle, yeah, you're going to get at the end of the show.
My
but just pass
wash.
That bag down here, Bob.
Oh,
just
sorry.
Pass it down. Thank you. I'm going to get it all down here. Mike, what do you got?
Let's see what I brought. Let's see. We have a Back to the Future Doc Brown pop movies toy.
Pop vinyl, yeah.
Pop
you
vinyl.
Hurt someone in the audience with that.
Oh!
Ooh, what's in the envelope? It says Comedy
tickets,
Attic.
Tickets to the Comedy Attic.
Yeah, that's nice.
Free tickets. A Led Zeppelin badge chain. In case you have a badge that isn't on a chain and want to solve that problem. And some Led Zeppelin, careful, one of them got loose, so it's sharp, but a couple of, three Led Zeppelin buttons, in case you have an idiotic jacket like that, or you want to put some things. Some
can I have one of those buttons?
No, they're not for you.
In case you're Larry the Cable Guy with flair.
Larry the Cable Guy is very popular.
Dan. I call him Dan, whatever.
Dan, whatever.
Old friends.
Yeah, whatever. You know, I was hanging out with my friend Scott. I mean, Carrot Top.
And Angelo had a mishap with his prizes. And by that, I mean he left them at home, which happens sometimes. But since this is an ongoing festival, you guys are going to be, a lot of you are going to be around tomorrow, right? Yeah. So I say you tell them what you brought for the prize bag and then just bring it tomorrow and we'll track the person down somehow and give them their prize.
Okay, so I wrote and directed a movie 2 years ago in Austin, Texas called My All American. And it's a swag bag from that movie with a hat, a long sleeve t-shirt, a DVD, and a gym bag.
Yeah, so all of that might be somebody's tomorrow.
If you're still around and win the prize.
Yeah, it's a combination of the things you got to pull off to make this happen. But you're gonna be looking good and feeling good in that swag. What was the last movie you saw, Angelo? You go to movies much?
I don't.
Do you watch them? All right, next, Mike. No, do you?
I watch a lot of series. I watch a lot
oh,
of...
Oh, you're into TV series?
I'm into TV series, yeah. I mean, it's HBO and Showtime, and that's where the best writers go now.
What's Everything, your favorite...
Movies at the theaters are generally franchises, mm-hmm. And I just don't... I'm not interested in X-Men 11.
You know what? I'd say great guess, but I think there's only been 9 X-Men movies.
I was trying to exaggerate by 2.
So it's a hilarious exaggeration. But you, can you recommend, like, can you tell us what your favorite episodic series is right now? Like, which one you've been binging on or waiting every week for?
Let me think about...
Do you want me to come back to you?
Yeah, come back to me. It just so happens that I was just finishing up, catching up with Veep. I love Veep.
Oh, okay, that's a great answer. Veep is a hilarious show. and probably sadly very much what it's like behind the scenes in politics.
And speaking of which, I'm a big House of Cards person too.
There you go. Yeah. Got a drama that's set in D.C. and a comedy. You're set in D.C. Mike?
The last movie I saw all the way through, actually a couple weeks ago, was Captain America, the Winter Soldier, which I personally found to be a very thoughtful contemplation upon the rights of the state versus the individual. I don't know why he... Yeah, stupid, just like all of them. But yeah, they're fun to watch. And yeah, I'm behind on my Marvel...
So you watched that to prep for seeing Civil War?
Yes, which I still haven't seen yet, yeah. But I'm like, I got to do my homework. I'm not going to understand this giant fight between a bunch of people in costumes if I don't see the one that came right before it.
Yeah.
I didn't even know who the Winter Soldier was. I would have been lost.
Yeah, the Winter Soldier is a big part of the Civil War. I mean, he's probably
the reason it
happens.
Yeah.
You know?
He's the casus belli.
You know, most as like most civil wars, it's just caused by a dude with greasy hair. So,
yeah, it is kind of stringy, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got stringy hair.
It's a weird look he's got.
He cleans up a little bit for Civil War, but he was a mess in Winter Soldier.
Yeah, he was nasty.
It's hard to keep your hair nice in the winter when you're a soldier. Bobcat,
you get brainwashed.
Have you seen any movies lately that you could recommend?
I was trying to think of the last movie. It's been a while. I guess Slappy and the Stinkers.
Great movie with seals in it?
Yeah, it was...
Or is it one seal?
It's one seal.
And a bunch of kids?
It's five kids, one sea lion, and no rules.
Was it filmed at Outback?
Yeah. That's why I won't go to Outback, because of the no rules. Is everything all right, Mr. Goldthwait? Well, yeah, I did enjoy my Aussie-tizer, but I was upset when that waiter just randomly cold-cocked me.
He hit you with a cold cock?
Yes. It was. I said, at least warm that thing up before you put it in my face. You know, I see a lot of pictures at the film festivals, so it was really funny. I was hard-pressed to think of the last thing. But I don't want to be that bougie guy. I don't watch blah, blah, blah. But I'm watching...
Like that dude?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you can still... Look, most movies are... you know, they're amusement park rides. They're not made for me, but I don't get upset by that. But there's still people making tiny movies out there, hopefully, that are independent and say something, and they're different. You know, you don't get paid, but
and they don't usually make it to the theater.
Yeah, but I'm happy about that now. I used to, when I would make a small movie, I'd be bummed out that they didn't have a theatrical run. And at this point, I'm like, you know, I can't wait for them to get to the digital release because that's how people see my movies. My movies make hundreds of dollars, hundreds. But, you know, there is a world out there of small indie movies.
Yeah, it's called Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of stuff lands up there, or there's going to be lots of new platforms where these things show up, and VOD, it's like, you just got to get it out there and get the word out, and people have to find it.
There's this new format where people go out and they perform on stage the movie. Have you heard of this? Theater?
I think they're called plays?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Blew my mind.
Bob, I for sure have not heard of that. I'm a book that can be judged by its cover. I'm not harboring a secret interest in theater.
I love a musical. I love musicals. I'd love to tell you. I saw Alan Cumming and Liza Minnelli perform. Someone gasped, yeah. And I wept. I was in the front row just sobbing. I was like, it's the perfect Sally Bowles and the MC. And, you know, She changed the words to cabaret. I won't die from too much pills and liquor. Instead, I'll go like Elsie and die from too much pills and liquor. And it was heart.
What's happening right now?
No, no, no. I've got an end of this story. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, huh. Oh, my wife at the time. She
my
goes,
wife.
What? She goes, what did my wife? She said, what did you do tonight? I go, I went and saw Liza Minnelli and Alan Cumming, and I bought a $1,000 scalper ticket. And she's like, you know, you could have just told me you blew 9 guys and that would sound less gay.
That makes it sound like if you blew 10 guys, it would be equal.
Okay, I didn't buy the ticket.
100 to throw.
You do what you gotta do.
Jeff, what was the last movie you saw?
The Nice Guys again.
You saw it twice now.
Yeah, I love it so much.
It's a lot of fun.
It's so funny and cool. I think I talked about it on an episode previous, but I don't know that anybody's heard it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, so
it's so cool. Everyone should see it. I don't know why you're stonewalling me. It's not a fucking play. I'm sorry. It's everything. These guys were just like, well, I don't like it that in movies. And I'm like, oh, I like all of it.
If you're worried Russell Crowe is going to sing in it and commit suicide, neither of those things happen.
That's Russell Crowe. I truly thought it was John Goodman.
What?
No, but it does look like him on the poster. John Goodman's a good looking man.
Yeah, as John Goodman everyone's... gets thinner and Russell Crowe gets bigger, they'll meet in the middle.
Yeah. In a in a bomb shelter.
Oh yeah.
That was the last movie I saw.
You saw that one?
Yeah.
That's good, right?
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's mainstream movies like 10 Cloverfield Lane that are actually pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
And The Nice Guys.
And The Nice Guys. Jeff really wants to help that movie.
He really wants to help the Nice Guys.
It's great.
Oh, what? Now Borat impressions aren't funny?
What?
They're nice.
Guys.
If you don't mind, before we get into the serious gameplay today, because we got some serious competitors on this stage, I would like to beta test a new game, if that's all right with you. I was on a program this week with a very very talented interviewer by the name of Ron Bennington on Sirius XM. And he has been on Douglas Movies, and he got all excited because he thought of a game that we can play. And I played it with him and enjoyed myself. So let's give it a try. Gary_O on Twitter, he heard us doing the game on that show. He suggested we call it Mojo Rising. And the premise of the game is that you all have to try to figure out what the biggest movie of all time for a certain actor is. And so I'll tell you the actor, and then each of you can guess one movie that actor has made that you think is the top movie on the list on Box Office Mojo, adjusted for inflation. So that really turns things around sometimes. Gone with the Wind is number one on the all-time box office list if you adjust for inflation. If you don't, then the right movie is number one. And it's, which one? Marvel's one of those. I don't think it's Avatar anymore. But anyway, it doesn't matter. That's not what we're doing. So let's try Vince Vaughn, one of the stars of Rudy.
Not a star, exactly.
Well, he's in it. Yeah.
You gave me my start. I appreciate that. That's very nice of you. I started out in that movie, and I went on to great things just because of this guy right here. He's a great guy. He gave me my start. There'd be no Old School if it weren't for this gentleman sitting right here. I ask you to have some respect. Thank you.
If I had known Vince Vaughn was here, I definitely would have introduced him at least second.
I was a little hurt, but I'm not going to take it personally. Sorry, go. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting the game. This is rude. Go ahead. Please ask this gentleman a question.
So we'll start with you, Angelo. Just name a movie that Vince Vaughn is in that you think might be his number one movie.
Don't fuck this up for me, Angie.
My brain is gone here.
You can't think of any Vince Vaughn
movies?
Well,
I can think of Swingers.
Okay. So that's your guess?
That's my guess.
I mean, you could have also guessed Rudy.
That would have been the wrong guess.
Okay. All right, so you're going with Swingers. We'll go to Mike McCray, a.k.a. Vince Vaughn himself. What do you think?
Oh, for Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
Since we are talking box office mojo here, we got to go with the big things. I'm going to guess maybe Lost World.
Full title?
Jurassic Park, The Lost World.
Correct title?
Still
Jurassic
parking?
Park 2.
For some reason, it's called The Lost World, colon, Jurassic Park. But, okay, that's your guess. Bobcat, what do you think?
Does this include, like, movies where he had tiny parts?
Or? Yeah, he could have a small part in it, I think.
I'm just going to go. I actually will go with Old School. You know, although,
Old School? Okay. Yeah. Jeff?
I was going to guess The Lost World, colon, Jurassic Park, but is that...
That's like, part of the fun of this game, is that's Taken.
So I can't do it? I got to guess a different thing? Okay. So,
why don't you choose one of my other blockbuster films? It's not like there's only a handful of them.
A handful sounds about right. Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
All right. So later when I play this game for real, I was thinking it'd be good to assign like points to, you know, whichever.
Is this going to be on the podcast? What are you doing?
No, this is just between us. Most of the audience isn't even listening.
It's like the Pepsi challenge? I don't know what we're doing.
I wrote down the top 9 Vince Vaughn movies, and then I wrote down the 14th one because that's Rudy. Is the 14th highest on the list. And then Old School came in at number 9.
Wow.
Yeah, that seems a little deep for that. And Mr. and Mrs. Smith is number 3. And number 2 is The Wedding Crashers. Mm. And number 1, The Lost World, Jurassic Park.
How appropriate that I won that. Thank you.
Do you remember any of the any of your lines in Lost World, Jurassic Park?
No, I do not. Something about don't fuck with nature? I don't know.
I just wanted to hear Vince Vaughn say Stegosaurus or some shit.
These are beautiful creatures. We shouldn't be here fucking with them. I'm here to take photographs of them. What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's perfect. So anyway. But yeah, Bob, that game didn't mean anything. I just thought I'd try it, see if it worked.
Yeah, well...
It's kind of fun.
I'm not busy.
I'm also thinking of calling it the Adjusted for Inflation Bureau. But I guess you got to pick an actor who's been around longer so that can really throw everybody for a loop that one of their older movies is considered to have made more, even though it didn't.
Like Macaulay Culkin or something.
Yeah. Go super deep.
I'm going to go with Party Monster.
Uncle Buck.
I think with inflation adjusted, it's pretty safe to say Home Alone is Macaulay Culkin's biggest movie. But now's the part where it gets real, because I'm going to say, let the games begin! Gentlemen, the lovely people of Bloomington, my mom calls it Bloomies, and outside areas that drove in for the festival have made name tags. There's lots of name tags in the crowd. And your job is to each go physically pick one name tag that you would like to play for, to play on behalf of in today's games. And if you win, that person will win all the stuff in the various prize bags. Jeff is making a move. Everyone else is sitting still. And while you guys do that, we're going to go to a brief message from me about our friends at Squarespace. We'll be right back.
That's right. Today's episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Whether you need a landing page, beautiful gallery, a professional blog, or an online store, it's all included with your Squarespace website. It is easy, you guys. Creating your website with Squarespace is a simple, intuitive process. You can add and arrange your content and features with the click of a mouse. Free custom domain. Yeah, you heard right. Squarespace makes adding a domain to your site simple. If you sign up for a year, you'll receive a custom domain for free for a year. Beautiful templates. Design a best-in-class online store with Squarespace's award-winning templates, customizable settings, and more, all without a single plugin.
I hate plugins.
Seamless commerce tools. From nationally recognized brands to your favorite local shops, Squarespace is trusted by hundreds of thousands of savvy shop owners around the world, including all the tools you need to track inventory, process orders, and send custom emails in one intuitive interface. Squarespace Commerce allows you to understand every aspect of your business. And have I forgotten customer support? Squarespace offers 24/7 customer support. Every member of the customer care team is an experienced Squarespace user working in a Squarespace office. No matter how technical your problem or trivial seeming your question, one of their team is always online to assist you. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter the offer code Doug, D-O-U-G, to get 10% off of your first purchase. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. Okay, Angelo, tell us who you're playing for.
Well, I was impressed the extent of the work that went into this particular poster.
51st Kates.
It's a picture of Kate. And Doug Benson right here. What a lovely couple.
Yeah. That's not bad. And then Jeff Tate is really weirdly like hiding out behind her.
Oh, yes, that's right. He is. Look.
Yeah.
Let me get a shot of that.
Okay, but I think you're burying the lead because on the back there's
no,
a note.
No, don't read that. Because all of them have a shithead on the back, and if the person loses, if you lose on behalf of this person, then I have to say that at the end of the show.
But it says, well, all right. It wasn't the shithead part. But
oh, right. Really?
No. Let's keep going.
Okay. Mike, who you played for?
I'm playing for Jesus Collins Superstar.
Wow. He had to go into his cut album collection. His bargain bin album collection. That's what he came up with.
Which I thought had Ian Gillan singing the original, but I guess he was in the stage version, not the...
Oh, okay.
Anyway. But but yeah, it's nice and
I guess we're talking about theater again.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Back on the boards.
Bobcat loves theater. It's nothing like your show.
I'm going to do Doug Lowe's musicals. You just wait. But let's see who you're playing for, Bob.
Well... The reason I picked this isn't for what you think. It's Denise Academy. But can you guess why I picked this though? I'm not in this movie.
You're not in the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zed was introduced
yeah,
in
I'm
part
not in
two.
This. Thanks. Often people will bring this DVD. They go, will you sign this? And I go, I'm not in this movie. Love Bobcat.
It is illegal for me to touch it.
I can't, yeah. I got hit by TMZ and they were like, you know how they try to annoy you and the guy goes, Bobcat, don't you think the original cast should be in the Police Academy reboot? And I go, no. He goes, why not? I go, because a lot of us are dead. And then I said, if they're going to reboot it, they should do what they did to 21 Jump Street and make it a comedy this time.
I love it. Jeff?
Yeah, I'm not in this.
I'm playing for Tim, Fast Tim's at Ridgemont High. And he put you on it. Me and left the lady, Phoebe Cates.
Yeah.
But I'm all the other dudes.
You're the all lady. The other characters.
You've got range.
Yeah, yeah. I can do everything, Bob. You should remember that in case you ever want to make another Hairy Man movie.
Yeah.
Listen, dude, I'll move to the woods. I'll fuck a dog. I'll do whatever. Like, whatever's next.
It was,
for
the
him.
Dog like, got blown, not fucked.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to my Periscope, everybody. Thanks for watching, Periscopers. All right, so that's who you guys are playing for. And I've devised a series of games, the first few of which don't matter that much. I'm sorry if you got to be somewhere, Bobcat.
No, seriously.
What time's your next appointment?
I have a Skype pitch at 5:30.
Oh, okay, so, good. 5:30 is exactly
no,
when
kidding,
we're
going
to... 5:30 is what we're aiming for a finish. And this first game we're going to play is a newish game called Purple Rain Man. And... one guy thinks that's really funny. Probably... Yeah, okay, so... Guess as soon as you know... Get your microphones ready, because as soon as you know... The mashup title, like Purple Rain Man is an example of a mashup title. It's two titles brought together. And I'm going to say the stars of two different movies that I've come up with a mashup title for. I'm going to start third build and build my way up. And then as soon as you think of a title that would fit that description, go ahead and just yell it out or say it into your microphone. Nobody in the audience help, please. What mashup movie title stars Ki-Hai Kwan and Alexander Siddig?
I know this, but I'm going to give everybody else a shot.
It also stars Kate Capshaw and Bob Hoskins. This is a tough one, I'm not going to lie to you. I really made a mistake coming up with this one. Jeff, what are you doing?
I'm trying to think of the... Never mind.
You're so close?
Yeah, so close.
Yeah, he just was like, oh! I should have brought sleeves.
Here are the two leads. I can't think when my arms are cold. And here are the... The two stars of this mashup movie title are Harrison Ford and Rona Mitra. One guy in the audience figured it out. Or he just passed a kidney stone.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doomsday.
That's correct.
Boom.
I was just excited to work some sort of Indiana reference into this game, and I went way too far out of my way to make it happen. Now let's try whose tagline is it anyway? Starting with Jeff, because he won that game. And then we'll go to Bobcat, Vince Vaughn, and Angelo. And I'm just going to say a tagline from a movie. It's something from the poster or ads or something. And you got to guess what movie it is. If you can't think of it, the next person down the line gets a shot at it. Jeff, what movie had the tagline, "Trust him"?
Uh,
pretty succinct and clever. Trust him.
Shit. Fuck. God damn it.
I'll just keep
World's Greatest Dad?
That's not a bad guess. Wrong. Bobcat? Well, trust him.
Was it Man of the Year?
That'd be another good one.
But I was going to go with Nixon.
Or it could have been Dick also,
yeah.
That movie. But no, that's not it. Mike?
Liar, Liar.
Another great guess. I'd say every single movie you guys have said so far would be this would be a more appropriate tagline than the correct answer.
Kindergarten Cop?
Angelo, do you have a guess?
Let's see.
Dirty Harry.
Probably the worst guess so far. It was actually a tagline for Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Thought I'd try to sneak that by everybody. I don't remember that. Trust him. You throw him an idol, he'll throw you a whip. Or the other way around. All right, let's try another one, starting with Jeff. What movie had the tagline, "It'll go straight to your heart"? And it's not Cholesterol the movie. It'll go straight to your heart.
Rudy.
No. Bobcat?
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's correct.
They'll pull a heart right out of you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
This movie will pull your heart out. Mike? That'd be a fun game if I just did every catch tagline for Indiana Jones for the one movie.
Broken Arrow.
I had to look at it again. The John Travolta Christian Slater movie?
Yes.
Okay. Nope.
Yeah.
There was that one Christian Slater movie, Untamed Heart. That would have been good for that. But what do you think, Angela?
Yeah, did he get a baboon heart in that picture?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was originally called a baboon heart, I think. And they were like, oh, that's not going to sell.
And then the Cincinnati Zoo shot him dead.
Yeah. Did you hear that the parents brought that kid back to the zoo and now they're just letting the gorillas raise that baby?
Yeah.
It's a rumor I'm spreading.
It clearly would do a better job.
Yeah.
Although, bad you know parents. What? That's not fair because toddlers are really screwy. You know what I mean? They climb into those... The
claw machine?
Yeah.
They crawl into those?
Babies always crawl into the claw machine.
And then somebody else gets to win them?
It's hard to get them out.
Yeah.
They have to call a zookeeper. They got to call a zookeeper to shoot all the knockoff Minion dolls.
Yeah. Nicely played.
All right, you can't use that tipping your hat thing to get applause anymore.
Well, not now.
It's cheating. Who's... Oh, it's Angelo. It'll go straight to your heart. You can do this.
This is embarrassing because Hoosiers came out 30 years ago. I don't remember the marketing campaign, but I'm afraid that may have been a line from the marketing Hoosiers.
That's correct.
Pulp Fiction would have worked.
That's probably the marketing is probably trying to,
you know, trying to reach people that wouldn't want to watch a sports film, you think?
I think.
Like playing up the romance or whatever?
Romance? Not the romance.
No, you just, your heart feels good when some team you have nothing to do with
wins
the game.
Was there a scene with Gene Hackman and Dennis Hopper that got cut out? Because I don't remember the romance.
They had better chemistry than Gene Hackman and Barbara Hershey. Yeah.
That is absolutely
shot
true.
Location.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Shot in location at the back door.
And Dennis Hopper's character knew how to romance a person. He'd show up in a top hat. Remember that crazy hat he wore in that movie?
He insisted on it.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure you had to talk him out of taking hits of nitrous oxide in between in scenes too.
But do you think he really meant that, or because like sometimes actors, you know? But he just, I think I'm going to wear this hat, and then they, no one says no, Dennis. And they're going, we're just glad he's here.
The director is here in the house, David Ansbaugh, and he can tell you, David, didn't Dennis insist on wearing that hat, and you said okay?
Well, not initially. We had an argument. He literally showed up from, well, should I get grabbed?
Take your time, but I'll, by all means. Hey, Jeff, can you reach him with your microphone?
Yeah.
Let's get you on mic, David.
Thanks. Thank you. Dennis, actually, we were about 2 weeks into the shooting of the movie, and he showed up in Brownsburg, I think it was. Right. And he had... Does this go out? Is this live? Or can you say anything you want?
No, it's not live, but there's also no take-backs.
He had just come from Wilmington, North Carolina, where he said, I just spent the entire afternoon... in Isabella Rossellini's pussy.
A story as old as time.
And now let's get down to business. And he saw that hat, and he had to have it. And I had a big argument with him.
Did he find that hat in Isabella Rossellini's pussy?
Yeah, brought it with him on the plane.
I love that Jeff had to wrestle the microphone.
No, I thought it was a ridiculous choice, but he was so sincere, and he said, David, I have to, I just trust me on this. So I thought, well, okay, this is my first hour with this man on the first day of the movie, and he's asking me, Dennis Hopper, to trust him. So I thought it might not be a bad idea. And he was dead on. That was right. It was perfect.
It's a perfect hat.
That's weird. Showing up for work and someone's insisting on wearing a goofy hat.
I found mine in... the answer is apparently yes. Dennis Hopper insisted on wearing the hat.
And David will be with us to tell us more about the motion picture Rudy tomorrow. We have to interrupt Rudy in front of the director. And Angelo's going to come back with all that swag to give away. So let's start with you for this next one, Jeff. Mankind has an expiration date.
Independence Day.
Nope. Bobcat.
Terminator.
Nope. Mike.
Deep Impact.
No, I think the tagline for that was just Taya Leone has an expiration date. Hang on. She became Madam President, so things are good. Angelo, do you have a guess on that one?
Planet of the Apes?
No, I snuck another one by you guys. I went with Doomsday. Indiana Jones and the... You get it. All right. Jeff, with this crowd... anything can happen.
God damn it. Fuck. Hang on. I don't know. Is it Rudy?
This crowd of Rudies.
Yeah.
Nope. Bobcat, with this crowd, anything can happen.
Oh, I actually thought you were talking about these people.
These people here today.
They seem relatively not so sketchy. Ski Patrol?
Probably a better guess than you think. Mike?
One Crazy Summer?
That's correct.
Really?
Wow.
Wow.
I remember that through its working title. It was One Crazy Bamboo. Bamboo. Never mind. My riff gun got jammed. I was going to go for Bamboo.
Oops.
No.
Hey,
oops.
Wasn't there a period of time where that movie was called Isabella Rossellini's Pussy?
Yeah. No, it was called My Summer Vacation when we were making that movie.
Oh, okay.
And then Warner Brothers changed it to One Crazy Summer. And Savage Steve Holland said, if they put out Woody Allen movies, they would call him One Neurotic Jewish Guy.
Savage.
Quite true.
That's quite savage.
You know, Savage Steve and myself and Joel Murray half-kiddingly talk about getting the band back together.
That would be amazing.
It would be shot entirely on Rascals, but yeah.
it would be John Cusack's first sequel.
No, I don't think Johnny would be back. I think
you're gonna kill off Hoops. You can't make one crazy. You can't make two Crazy Summers without Hoops.
I think the plot is at the end of One Crazy Summer, Hoops becomes an animator, he runs like the equivalent of a Pixar or something. This giant, but he lost his sense of humor, and so we all band together and talk him out of doing the Raven.
And you'd like fix up a boat or something?
Yeah, in the meantime. Yeah.
Like while doing it, you all learn not to make the Raven while making a boat seaworthy again.
Yeah. Was he all right though to work with? You fun to hang out with that guy?
What, John?
Yeah.
When we did the movie, yeah, he was really sweet. He seems a little kind of a little batshit now.
Little serious?
He's just kind of goofy.
I liked him as old Brian Wilson in the Love and Mercy.
I loved Love and Mercy, but I thought Paul Dano was just amazing.
Yeah,
like that.
It was better when they were with him.
He was next level stuff where Paul Dano's singing and playing, and
that's the best part of that movie is like the you know, the behind the scenes drama. I never knew the Beach Boys story really until I saw that movie.
Yeah.
And now the Beach Boys are just a bunch of dicks to me. They're all so mean to Brian Wilson. He was the genius.
Yeah.
Well, that other guy wrote 40 songs about cars. That's pretty good, right?
That other guy.
Mike Love.
Yeah. All right. Let's do one more, and we'll start with Mike on this one. And if anybody other than Mike knows it, keep it to yourself. Loved by children, desired by women, adored by bartenders everywhere.
Well,
can I hear that again?
Yeah. This is on Mike. Only Mike gets to guess. Loved by children, desired by women, adored by bartenders everywhere. Not Kindergarten Cop.
oh. Shit.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Angelo, do you have a guess?
Arthur?
Oh, that's not a bad guess.
That's not a bad guess.
Jeff?
Shakes the Clown.
That's correct. I noticed too late though, but I liked on the poster at the bottom of the poster for Shakes and Clowns, it says, "Don't bring the kids."
Yeah, that was
because the poster is a picture of a funny looking clown.
But that was the somebody choked. But I actually wrote that tagline.
The love my children. And...
Yeah, yeah. But I and if, there's funny. There's like versions of Shakes where he's holding a beer. And then they airbrush the beer out. They do this to all my movies. It's just like, there's always this bait and switch. You know, the poster's like, look, you know, sleeping dogs lie. It looks like she likes her dog. You know what I mean? Or, well, that's big red block lettering. Oh, we all love Robin Williams. This ought to be fun. And then people would watch World's Greatest Dad. So many people come up and we started watching that movie at Thanksgiving, you know, with the family.
We had just watched Bicentennial Man.
Yeah.
We're in the mood for more fun, sweet Robin. Well, that movie's great if you guys haven't seen it. And, of course, who doesn't love Shakes the Clown? And who do we call the... did you get two right, Jeff?
Nope. Just
you,
the one.
You got one, and I think everybody got one, I think. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Let's play Last Man Stanton. We'll start with Angelo and work our way down that way. And this one's for all the stuff in the prize bag. We're going to get the name of an actor or actress. I play along in this game for fun. And we'll take turns naming movies that person's been in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But one time during the game, you can use a lifeline, which is the person whose name tag that you picked is your lifeline. So you can go to them at one point, and they can give you an answer. It might not be right, but they can try to help you out. And I think I already... met him in the audience, the guy I picked from Twitter today. His name on Twitter is Rishi BH. Yeah, and that's the name on your name tag, right?
Yeah.
Rishi?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you do, Rishi?
A data analyst.
You're a data analyst?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you know, I used to make up what my profession was until... until I found myself and knew what I wanted to do with my life. No, that sounds... you do well in that industry?
Guess so.
You guess so? Yeah, you got enough money to print out a name tag. Get a festival badge and a great seat. Who should we use for the game today? Rishi. Who?
Julia Roberts.
I love it. That's a great one. So start us off, Angelo. Just name a movie.
Pretty Woman.
Yeah. That's probably the Julia Roberts movie.
Aaron Brockovich.
Mm-hmm. That's the other one. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Mystic Pizza.
Yeah, we'll go all the way back to the beginning, I see. I just wrote down Pretty Mystic. What was the other one? Oh, Aaron Brock. Jeff?
Pelican Brief.
Was that like some sort of attempt to do the voice of a pelican?
Wait, was that not my voice?
I don't know. It just sounded like some sort of character.
Pelican Brief.
That's my impression of...
I'm just a pelican. I'll keep it brief. Let's get to the point.
Pelican Brief. Now I'm all in my head about how I talk. Am I doing it right now?
No, well, you're back.
You're back to normal.
You're back.
God, okay, all right.
We'll see what happens when it's your turn again.
Can't wait. What's the point?
I'll go with... how about...
Charlie Wilson's War.
I had to do that one because in a game with Tom Hanks, I called it Charlie Murphy's War, and I was so ashamed. Angelo?
Money Monster.
Yes, keeping it current. I like it. Mike?
Oh, man.
Well, you can go to your lifeline.
I might save that for later, but yeah, I'm blanking.
Well, that's probably why you need to use your lifeline.
I mean, are you out completely, or?
No, you use your lifeline, and then when it comes back around, you can, you'll have another, you know, you might think of something because somebody might say something that makes you go, oh yeah, she was also in that, or whatever.
You know? All right, let's, Colin, can you help me?
Mona Lisa Smiles.
Mona Lisa Smiles.
That's what you want to go with?
I don't even know that movie, but I trust Colin.
You gotta trust Colin, because he's right, Mona Lisa Smile. Bobcat?
Ocean's 11.
Mm-hmm.
Ocean's 12.
Jeff. You son of a bitch.
Don't you mean Ocean's 12?
Ocean's 12? Ocean's 12.
My parents stayed together their whole lives, you know, so I unfortunately never got to have a stepmom. Each time I'm going to give a little personal story about myself to ramp into the title. Angelo, you got another one?
Eat, Pray, Love.
I did all three of those today. Back to you, Mike.
I don't know what this is. I have this. I do not like her for some reason. I have this blind spot. I have not seen any of these movies that have been mentioned. I cannot.
Well, there's so many great ones in there. I can't believe that a man would not enjoy Stepmom. Mona Lisa Smile. But yeah, I thought you might have a shot with the Oceans movies if someone said
Oceans 13.
Someone near you. No, she didn't show up in that one. She was like, I've had it with this shit. Fucking now there's 13 men that are getting paid more than me. She probably isn't true. She probably got paid same as the top dogs. Anything?
No.
Well, it was, you know, it's a tough break, but, you know.
Maybe next time you're on, the person we have to play could be more famous than Julia Roberts. It's too bad Colin had to pick some Wes Anderson indie movie maker, Julia Roberts. Look, I only watch Vince Vaughn movies. I made this clear, all right? That's it.
Yeah, it's too bad they've never worked together, because then that would have popped right into your brain. Why? Let me ask Vince a question real quick. Vince, why have you never worked with Julia Roberts?
I don't know. Have I? Are you playing a trick on me right now? Have I worked with her? Clearly, I would not know. Maybe I didn't. I don't remember. Maybe I didn't. I blocked it out. I just don't want to talk about it with you right now. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe be the answer?
She was one of your children in Delivery Man. It was a stretch. But she did it. All right, where are we? Bobcat, do you have another one?
No, I don't. You might need to get the hook.
Oh, nice. Can't bring up hook on the show without people chanting Rufio.
Of course.
Too bad that guy is dead, because he would love it. He's alive. Yeah, I just meant he's not in show business anymore.
Which
no,
means
he's still
he's
in
dead.
Show business. He's
might
still
as well be
business.
Dead.
No, he's still in show business. I
Angelo, did you consider having him chant Rufio at Rudy? In the Rudy, when they chanted Rudy, did you think maybe they should chant Rufio instead?
No, it never crossed my mind.
See? It's not good.
I've got a lot of stupid ideas.
I've got the dumbest ideas. Worst one I ever had was going to my best friend's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was that the name of a movie?
My life's been pretty good. But sometimes I'm a little sad when I can't get me no satisfaction.
Oh, damn.
Angelo, is this the end of the road
for you? I'm fixated on a film of a play I just saw here by Terry Letts, and I can't think of the name of it. It's driving me insane.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Thank you.
Kate?
Kate, what do you got?
Notting Hill,
of course. Yes. You're just a man standing in front of a woman with a name tag. Gonna skip Mike. Go to Bob.
It was a shame that her and Lyle Lovett broke up because I always thought they were America's sweethearts.
I like this part of the game, too, where we make up sentences.
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Now, I know I've already said Pelican Brief, but that Pelican Brief was a movie based on a conspiracy theory that...
you don't have to say more words right after you...
I know, I couldn't figure out how to make it the end.
How that works.
I feel like the chairs are too far apart. Do you mind if I move closer? Bob?
Oh, I'm going to go to my lifeline.
Okay.
It's
who's
Denise,
your lifeline?
Denise Academy.
Angelo. What happened to him?
It's Angelo's turn.
What happened to me? You skipped over me.
Okay.
But thank
good
you.
Good eye, everybody. Good old Angelo Mystic Pizzo. Did you have another one? See, I might have been doing him a favor.
It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. I
so
can't.
Close,
it's like fried green tomatoes?
No.
No, she wasn't in
that. That was some other lesbians. See, I knew I had a reason for skipping you. Bob?
Yeah, I'm going to go now.
Now to
Denise.
Denise Academy.
Runaway Bride.
Oh, of course, Runaway Bride.
Yeah, thank you, Denise.
The sequel, unofficial sequel to Pretty Woman. Makes sense. There's different characters and stuff, but same director. Jeff?
I think Runaway Bride came out right around Mother's Day.
Oh, you bastard. Damn. That was only a few months after Valentine's Day. Thanks for the help on that one, Jeff.
You're welcome.
If she saw her shadow in Groundhog's Day... No, she's not in Groundhog's Day. I'm out. I'm sure Gary Marshall's all over that, though. We're going to do a Groundhog's Day picture. So it's a big cast and all the things that happen leading up to Groundhog's Day. No, we already did that movie, but never mind. I'm out.
He's out, Jeff.
Oh, man, it's too bad your lifeline wasn't Larry Crown.
Oh, because he would know an answer?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm still trying to do the sentence part.
That's okay. We can just say the titles. There's no reason to get fancy with it.
Okay.
I mean, I wonder if I'm the player who's going to win.
God damn it, you just said we didn't have to do that.
No, you don't have to. You can just say it.
Mary Riley.
Oh. Remember the trailer for that where they go, Mary Riley. Mary Riley. Like, what? This is supposed to be scary? She's like a chambermaid? She's like a scary chambermaid? Thank you for the assist, Angelo. The movie you were trying to think of is August Osage County.
Yes.
Yeah. Jeff?
Oh, man, I thought for sure he was talking about the stage version of Steel Magnolias.
Why did we remember that?
That's what I meant. That's why the fried green tomatoes.
That's why you said fried green tomatoes, because that and Steel Magnolias are the two biggest chick flicks of all time. Bring Shelby the juice. I think you might win this thing, Jeff. I think you might take this down, because I might be fresh out of Julia Roberts' shit. I can't think of the one she was just in with Nicole Kidman. I can never remember the title of that thing, even though it was just came out a while ago. It's like called something like, you're going to catch that guy who murdered your daughter. Some shit like that. Do you have one more, Jeff?
No, but I still have a lifeline.
Oh, yeah, let's use your lifeline. See if you can take it home. Oh, Larry Crown was the last one he had.
Is the one that you're thinking of, is that called like The Shadow in Their Eyes or something?
Something like that. I don't know what it's exactly called, but Jeff is still our winner, everybody. What is the name of that thing, audience? The Secret in Her Eyes? Our Eyes? The Secrets in Our Eyes?
Their Eyes.
Their Eyes?
Wait, you're the one with eyes. I'm the one with secrets.
Their Eyes. Starring David Oyelowo and
I'm surprised they didn't do better.
Yeah, no, it's one of those movies, like, it's kind of fun when you're watching a trailer and at the end the title comes up and you go, what? Like, I just watched that whole trailer and that's what that's called? The secrets in there, whose eyes? What secrets? The fuck? I guess the dead body had a secret in there.
They should have called it Dumpster. Like, that would have been a better name. At least that was in it, in the movie.
They could have called it Money Dumpster.
Yeah.
A Sick Wizard with Dreams. These are things, if you're ever around tattoo shops, people will come in and they'll describe what they want. And they're like, I want like a sick wizard with dreams.
And then you just get a tattoo of Johnny Winter on your arm.
Hey, Jeff, where's that person you were playing for today?
Tim.
Where are you at? Come on down and get your prizes. You want to give him the name tag back too, Jeff? What's that?
Oh, I got a $25 gift card to the Brown County Winery.
Oh,
also.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go, dude. Congratulations.
There you are. You're welcome, yeah.
And do you want your name tag back, or does Jeff get to keep it? Jeff can keep it if he wants it.
Oh, for real? Thanks, man. Yeah, I'll keep that.
Yeah, Jeff has got a nice collection of movie posters with his face on them.
Yeah, man. I'm hoping to meet a Nell-type lady who is unaware that I wasn't in these movies.
A what type of lady? Nell?
Nell, yeah. Like some lady that was raised in the woods, and then I'm like, but look at all these movies I was in. Don't ever watch them.
You shouldn't pick on those people, because that does happen.
Jeff, what do you got to plug, buddy? Promote yourself.
This Sunday, June 5th, Lafayette, Indiana. June 14th, Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. June 16th, Knitting Factory, Brooklyn. June 29th, Wiley's in Dayton. June 30th through July 3rd, Go Bananas in Cincinnati, Ohio. And justanotherclown.com. And Em and I are going back on tour in September, all over everywhere. So keep a look at that. And speakersilence.org if you want to give money to a good cause. Speakersilence.org.
So I have... there's a screening of Shakes the Clown at the Las Vegas Film Festival Friday that I'll be with Tom Kenny, the Binky the Clown.
That's awesome.
And... if folks want to check out any of the movies, you know, Call Me Lucky's on Netflix right now, and there's a whole bunch.
Yeah, Tom's really evil in Shakes the Clown. It'd be fun to sit a child down and go, let's watch a movie that's got SpongeBob in it.
Yeah.
And then he's fucking doing coke,
killing people. I just got Tommy from that movie on my leg.
Whoa. So that's where you were hanging around hearing about the people that ask for dreams for a tattoo.
Yeah, it's the best. I want a panther, but he is, you know, it's always, it's a panther, but he's hopeful. And I'm like, what? I said, Tom Kenny's like, do I gotta get you on my leg now? And I go, yes.
Yeah, I grew up with Tom Kenny, who's the voice of SpongeBob. I've known Tommy since I was 6 years old.
Yeah, you guys have been like best pals all of our lives.
That's weird to be as old as we are and known him that long. But it was funny because he does so many voices. And I remember one day I was checking in a hotel and my key was a SpongeBob key. And I had a mitt defeat. I was like, he wins. There's no hot to trot keys.
I felt the same way when my best friend worked at Domino's. And my key would say that.
You know what else hot to trot doesn't have? A tagline. I tried to find a tagline for hot to trot. I couldn't find anything.
It's as bad as it looks. I think that was it.
Did John Candy come on the set and say the horse lines for you?
No. And then, but I did get to meet him during ADR. He was really sweet. But that horse didn't really like me at all because turns out horses don't really talk. So they would hit it in the mouth with a stick. And then it would be forced to go every time I was around.
No. So you were associated, like, even though you weren't hitting it, it's like, oh, he's here. I'm going to get my mouth
hit. It was conditioned every time he saw me. And you know, Robin Williams was my pal. And he was like, so how's it going? How's it going on the movie? I go, it'd be kind of like doing Mork and Mindy. And then just as before they say action, someone punched Pam Dauber in the mouth.
She did have a horse face. Is that what you mean? No, I don't even know. Bob said it.
I did not.
She's...
Pam Dauber does not need to be taken down a couple notches.
No, I...
She's not getting all uppity.
Is the horse like Dabney Coleman?
Yeah, I liked him better. There's this guy named Corky, and his job was he sat on an apple box. He was this old cowboy. And when a horse goes to crap, it raises its tail. And this dude just watched this horse's ass all day. And as soon as that tail, he was like a ninja. He had a shovel, and the shit wouldn't ever even hit the floor. He was just like, boom. And then one day I look, and the tail goes up, and I look at Corky, and he just kind of ignores it. And then... it just had, like, spastic diarrhea. The horse just... The whole set looked like a Jackson Pollock painting. It was just like, blammo! It was all over me. And the AD goes, and that's a wrap for the day, ladies and gentlemen.
That horse was hot to trots. Can I be done? Yeah.
Told you not to do that hat thing again. Mike McRae, what do you got coming up, buddy?
June 12th, I will be at the Addison Improv in the Dallas area. And then the following weekend, June 17th and 18th, I'll be at the Velveeta Room in Austin. And check me out on the Jimmy Dore Show podcast every week.
Oh, cool. Vince Vaughn, what do you got coming up?
You know what? Not a lot, quite frankly. I wish I was having more things to do, but, you know, I'm busy being a Republican actor. That's a very weird job to sort of have in Hollywood. And then probably some sequels. I probably should have an answer for this, but I don't really know what he is actually doing. You're asking me questions, the character that I'm impersonating. I don't know enough about him. It's a quagmire that I fall into a lot.
How do you think we would have done if Vince Vaughn was the name in Last Man Standing? You think you would have been good at that?
Oh, I would have clay pigeoned that motherfucker.
You psycho. And finally, Angelo. Have I been saying your name right the whole time? Pizzo?
Pizzo, like pizza? The food. With
yeah,
an O.
With an O. You told me that last year. I spent the whole year worried about it. Here I am fucking it up again. What do you got coming up, sir? What's going on with you?
Well, the movie I mentioned, My All-American, is on video on demand now and DVD download and will be Amazon Prime rental. And will
It stars
be,
Harvey Dent.
Harvey Dent?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
The guy who played Harvey Dent. You know, sometimes you can't think of the name of the actor, so you just say the character they played. Who starred in it?
Aaron Eckhart. And
that's the one.
Yeah.
But his face was all cleared up and normal in your movie. He didn't have a disfigured half a face.
Got it.
Yeah. And what was the other thing you were going to say?
No, it's going to be on HBO this summer and then Netflix in the fall.
All right. Well, but in the meantime, buy it, you guys.
Yeah.
Go somewhere and pay money to see it. And thank you so much for being here. Excited that you'll be back tomorrow to watch Rudy with us. And the director, David Anspaugh, will be here as well as several comics from the festival will be helping me out. And DouglowsMovies.com is where you go for all of my stuff. One more time for all of my guests, Jeff Tate, Bobcat Goldthwait, Mike McRae, and Angelo Pizzo. And as always, waking up before, I got to read that first. Waking up. No, I know. I read the losers. Waking up before your alarm clock and not being able to fall back asleep is a shithead. I know the other two. It's real easy to remember because Mike Pence is a shithead. And Mike Pence is a shithead.